How's my level?
There you go. Yeah, you look good.
Okay. You tuned me down while I was singing, didn't you?
No, what's that? I just didn't have them up. I have you on cue. I just didn't have anything up.
Yeah. Nice of you to say. Okay.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week.
And
it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Del Norte Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, Ingle Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week pregame show.
Coach Chris Rice back on the bench. The first place Del Norte High boys basketball team takes on Arcata on the Tigers' home floor tonight in a game once again without fans, but with a lot on the line. Hi, I'm John Pritchett, and welcome to Big 5 Conference Basketball here on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelNorteSports.com. Warrior Athletics are brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, Hiuchi Hamlet, and the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. Del Norte comes into tonight's game with a 2-0, Big 5 record, 11-4 overall. Arcata came into the season as the conference favorite, was rated number one in the North Coast Section Division 4 just last week, and put together an impressive 13-12 non-conference slate. But in the Big 5 opener last week, McKinleyville shocked the Tigers 67-58, and that sets up tonight's admittedly early but still crucial game here in Arcata. We'll be back with more of the Warrior pregame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now, let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 KPOD Country.
Welcome back to tonight's Del Norte at Arcata boys basketball battle. I'm John Pritchett. Thank you for joining us here on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com. Earlier tonight in junior varsity action, Mary Crabb hit a pair of free throws with 2.7 seconds left to play to lift the Warriors to a 55-54 come-from-behind victory. Del Norte trailed by double digits late in the third quarter, rallied back in the fourth. Ty Russell had 15. Oscar Bowdish had 14 for Del Norte. In freshman action, Danner Dowd scored 19 points as Del Norte led from start to finish, claiming a 45-40 game victory. Del Norte is now sporting a 5-7 record in freshman play. Delmar Varsity is coming into tonight's battle, having won big Tuesday night, whipping a shorthanded Fortuna team in Tuna Gymnasium without Coach Rice, who was out under COVID protocol. Final was 71-39 as the Huskies fell to 0-3 in conference. With its top three ball handlers unavailable, Delmar turned to its big men, and they responded. For the second game in a row, Atrell Horton turned in a career high, scoring 21 points against the Huskies. Nani Smith added 17 more as the Warriors cruised from the very start. Tonight, Delnort will again be without point guards Wyatt Robeson and Connor Maxwell, both who are in COVID protocol. Aiden Antonetti is also home. Adding to the woes is the ankle injury to senior Caleb Dodson, the team's glue, who is not expected back for at least another week, possibly two. So, Delnort will rely on its leading scorer, Edwin Zepeda, and big man Connor Price to bring the ball up. Can Delnort handle the pressure? We shall see. Arcata has been battling COVID issues of its own. Leading scorer Kai Purcell was unavailable in the Tigers' loss to McKinleyville last week. Well, he's back tonight, along with his 16 points per game average. The Tigers are without two players because of COVID, including starter Alec Juras. The one player Delnort has to worry about is talented junior Brandon Bento Jackson, who's averaging almost 15 a game and is fearless from downtown. He's hit 45 of 125 three-point shots. That's 38%. He's also making 81% of his free throws. His mother, Michelle Bento Jackson, is the head coach of Humboldt State's women's basketball team. Coach Rice will start the game with long and athletic Ethan Thomas guarding Bento Jackson. Rice said the key for his team is to play disciplined, be tough, and look for Delnort to do what it did against Fortuna, pound the ball inside. For first-year Arcata coach Kellen Maynard, he wants an up-tempo game. He also wants his team to shoot the ball with more confidence. He said, you got to believe it's going to go in. Let's take a quick look at the starting lineups for both teams. Starting lineups brought to you by DelnortSports.com, which features news, schedules, and rebroadcasts of all Warrior games. That's DelnortSports.com. For Arcata, coming into this game, 0-1 in conference, but 13-3 overall. He'll start Isaiah Levy. He's a senior, averaging 5 points a game. Carson Tucker, he's also a senior. He's averaging just a shade under 5 a game. Josiah Gomez, he's a junior, averaging 5.7 a game. Bento Jackson, as we mentioned, 14.7 points a game. He's just a junior. And Kai Purcell, seeing his first real action in 2 weeks, he's a senior, averaging 16.3 points a game. Arcata is averaging 64 points on offense and giving up just 50. For Delnort, it'll be the same starting lineup that we saw against Fortuna. Adrell Horton, he's a senior, averaging 7.1 points per game. Edwin Zepeda, the team's leading scorer, he's a senior at 11 a game. Ethan Thomas, he's a senior, 4.1 points per game. Nani Scott, the 6'3 junior, averaging 8.7. And the big guy, 6'5 senior, Connor Price, averaging just under 4 a game. The officials for tonight's game, it's a veteran group. Alan Mendez, Dan O'Hearn, and Justin Mora. Delmort is in their black road uniforms, and will start the game going right to left. Arcata in their all-white uniforms with the orange numbers and trim. We're just moments away from the start of Big Five Conference basketball action. Delmort versus Arcata. Alan Mendez will do the honors. Ball is up in the air, and we are underway, and the Warriors get the opening tip. That's Zepeda. He'll take it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by the Tigers. Out to Price on the far side beyond the three-point line. Price got a new haircut. Now he gives it over to Horton at the top of the key. Horton, being patient, goes inside, powers up by Thomas. His shot is blocked by the Tigers and will go the other way. Bringing the ball up court is Levy. He'll give it over to Bento Jackson. Now to Gomez. They'll bring it inside to Gomez. Loses the handle. Steal by Scott. And both teams start the game with turnovers. With the ball, Edwin Zepeda, the team's leading scorer, gives it over to Thomas. His feet in the center circle. Back to Zepeda. Jackson almost came up with a steal. Bento Jackson, that is. Instead, Zepeda gets a screen, powers his way up, and he is fouled and will go to the line for a pair of free throws.
Picking up the foul is Gomez for Arcata. Cepeda will shoot two. He's averaging 83% at the charity stripe this year. No score in the opening minute. Shot is up. Shot is good. Warriors draw first blood on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Del North coming to this game with an 11-3 record. Arcata 13-3. Second shot is also good. Del North leads 2-0 on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Bring the ball up court is Kai Purcell. Gives it up. Now he gets it back. They're going to play catch with it for a while. Now to Jackson. He'll try to penetrate. Gets cut off nicely by Thomas. Shot goes up. No good. Who's going to come up with it? Tigers do. A wild shot. And Scott finally comes down with a defensive rebound. Bringing the ball up court will be Cepeda. Finds Price in the corner. Sends it right back to Cepeda around the horn to Thomas in front of the Tigers bench. He'll dribble once, he'll dribble twice, and fire it over to Price. 15 to shoot. Into the far side corner to Horton. Lob it into Scott, and the ball is poked away. Another turnover for Del North. Two turnovers in the first three possessions. Bento Scott with a long three-pointer. Bento Jackson with a long three-pointer. Missed it, gets it right back, fires again, misses that one. So he's 0 for 2. It goes out of bounds, and the Warriors will get the ball. Jackson has no qualms about shooting the three. He has launched 127 of them this season, but he is making 38% of them. Cepeda gets the ball tied up, and it will be Arcata's ball on the alternating possession rule. 2-0 our score. Del North leading, 5:57 to go first quarter on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Bento Jackson with the ball, far side. He'll launch another three. He's 0 for 3 now as the ball bounces and hits the support, goes out of bounds. Full court pressure now by the Tigers. Price will inbound. The big senior. He gets it in to Thomas. He gets it across, but he kicks the ball and it goes out of bounds. Another turnover. That's 3 out of 4 possessions now. But yet Del North still leads by a basket. Tigers yet to find the scoring touch. With the ball is Levy. Kicks it out. Back to Levy. Goes baseline. Finds some room. Puts up an awkward shot. Offensive rebound by the Tigers. And getting the basket is Gomez. So we're tied at 2. Full court pressure again. Thomas breaks it. Gets out of the corner. But ball is tipped, stolen. And Bento Jackson lays it up and in. That was just too easy. Del North can't give away easy baskets. They go the other way. 2-on-1 fast break. Scott puts it up with the left hand and scores. Scott, who's coming off games of 17-20, ties the score at 4. A little bit before halfway in the first quarter. With the ball is Levy. Kicks it out. Shot goes up, and a foul is going to be called on Horton as he got up in the air. First foul against Del North. And going to the line will be Carson Tucker. Just a 56% free throw shooter. Dribbles once. The right-hander puts it up and misses. Coming in for Del North is Brody Matz. And Thomas will take a seat. Matz, who missed a couple games because of COVID protocols. Tucker makes the second. Matz with the ball, double team, has the ball poked out of his hands, out of bounds. Warriors keep possession. Price will inbound again. Kind of a 1-2-2 press by the Tigers. This time Del North breaks it easily. Matz will give it to Price at the center circle. Now to Cepeda, and the Warriors will get in their set. Tough man-to-man defense. Lob inside, and it's going to be a foul against Arcata. Levy gets the foul. Second team foul against the Tigers. Coming in for Arcata is Shane Purcell, and Levy goes out. Del Norte to inbound. They get it to Zepeda outside. Tries to drive against Benno Jackson. There's a battle going on. Puts it up and scores. Pretty play by Zepeda. He's got four. Del Norte leads 6-5. Ball's poked out of bounds by Del Norte. So Arcata will keep possession. Tucker will inbound on the baseline. Looking. Gets it over to Purcell. He'll drive. Puts up an awkward shot. Nice defense by Price. Loose ball. Big scramble. About four players in there on the jump ball. And it will be Del Norte's possession. 6-5 our score. 4:08 to go here in the opening quarter. Del Norte with a 2-0 conference record with wins over Eureka and Fortuna. Arcata, the conference preseason favorite, 0-1, desperate for a victory tonight here on their home court. Price almost has it taken away. Scott ends up with it, finds Matt. Now to Horton way outside, and Del Norte will set things up. Lob pass inside, battle for it, stolen by the Tigers. Bento Jackson with it. Quick pass, beautiful pass, terrible shot. And Price will come up with it. Nice rebound. Scott with the ball way outside. Now to Price at the top of the key. Now to Zepeda. Gets a screen from Horton. Ball's tossed to Horton at the top of the key. Over to Price. Thought about trying to drive. Trying to get it inside to Zepeda. They do. He's in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Too strong. Tipped by Horton. Hits his own rebound. Powers up. And he's fouled and will go to the line for a pair of free throws. This is not a much taller Tiger team, but certainly a taller Tiger team than Del Norte as Ty Purcell gets the foul. But Del Norte's trio of big men of Price, Scott, and Horton can battle with the best of them. Horton's free throw is up. Horton's free throw is good. Horton came into this game shooting 77%. Connor Price comes out for Del Norte. And back in is Thomas. Second one is also good. So Del Norte leads 8-5. 3:20 to go in the opening stands on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. Bento Jackson dribbles it off his own foot. Out of bounds. Turnover Arcata. Del Norte ball. Coach Chris Rice said he's so happy to be back on the sideline after missing the last game. That he missed teaching, missed just being with people. Scott has it. He'll take the three. No, a little too strong and rebounded by Arcata. Scott, who had 3 3-pointers against Fortuna. Bento Jackson, quick pass. Put up, and it falls in. Give it to Tucker. He's got three. And it's a one-point Del Norte lead. Warriors break the press. Quick pass to Scott. Puts it off the glass too hard. But Horton goes up strong and lays it in. Horton just took it away from Arcata. Just wanted it a little bit more. And the Warriors lead by three with 2.5 to go. All the way to the hoop. Foul will be called. Count the basket as Ty Purcell powers his way to the hoop. And the foul will go against Zepeda. First one against Edwin. Price comes back in. And Alex Joris goes in. We were told he would not be available, but he is now in the game. So going to the line of Purcell for one. The senior averaging 16 points a game, but missed the last game. Wearing a mask, but keeping it on his chin, just keeping his chin warm with it. Free throw is good, and we are tied at 10. 2:23 to go in the opening quarter. Zepeda bringing the ball up with his left hand, stolen by Bento Jackson. He set up basket for Bento Jackson, he's got four. He set up Zepeda beautifully on that one. The tough assignment for Zepeda, not naturally a point guard, but pressed into service with two Warriors, Maxwell and Robeson, unavailable. Turnover by Delnart. We go the other way. Price comes up with a great steal. 12-10 our score. Arcata in front. Go the other way. To Scott. He'll line up the three. Lets it go. Bingo! Nani Scott from way downtown. He's got five, and Delnart leads by one. With 90 seconds to go, Bento Jackson thought about taking a long, long three. Thomas came out and cut that idea off. Then it goes inside to Purcell. Turns, nice spin move, misses the shot, and Nani Scott gets the rebound. Price will bring the ball up court. As Coach Rice called him, Magic Johnson in Charles Barkley's body. Inside, ball's poked away. Delmar tracks it down. That's Horton. He's double-teamed, tried to get it to Thomas. Thomas eventually comes up with it, gives it to Horton, and Delmar will call timeout with 46 seconds left in the quarter and a fresh shot clock. Gives us a chance to say hello to some of our Sportscaster Club members, including H&R Block. Get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hambro, WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. Delmar Tire, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947. Crescent Cabinets. Do you need new cabinets? We'll call Crescent Cabinets right across the street from Crescent Oak Middle School. And Casadori's Mexican Restaurant for real, authentic Mexican food. Make your choice. Casadori's Mexican Restaurant on North Crest Drive in the beautiful city of Crescent City. Delnart leads 13-12. They fix the shot clock. It's got 11 seconds on it. 46 seconds to play in the first quarter on the Central Coast Hospital scoreboard. John Pritchett with you here on KPOD 97.9 and DelnartSports.com. Thomas gets the ball to Zepeda. Zepeda will try to drive on Bento Jackson. Has the ball poked away, but he gets it back. Goes up strong, puts it up, misses, and rebounded by the Tigers. But nice play by Horton, who ties up Juris, but it will be Arcata's ball. And the Tigers can play for the last shot, but Delmer leading by one. Bento Jackson, talented junior. Unlimited range, good ball handling skills, good passer. If anything, though, he might be a little too confident at times. There's times when he thinks he's open when he's in Samoa. Down to 10. Bento Jackson gives it up over to Tucker. Inside, shot goes up, no good. Bounced around. Who's going to come up with it? Bento Jackson does. Take a quick look, fires off the three, misses, and the Warriors will go into the second quarter leading by one, 13-12. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnart Sports.
Delnart Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnart Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Delnart Warrior Games online at DelnartSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnart Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Delnart Office Supply.
Listen to Delnart Warrior Games online at DelnartSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Nani Scott has five. Edwin Zepeda has four, as does Adriel Horton, and Delnart leads 13-12 against Arcata as we start the second quarter. John Pritchett with you here at the Tigers Gym in Humboldt County. Warriors trying to go to 3-0 in the Big 5 Conference. Arcata trying to get its first win after a loss earlier to McKinleyville. Del Norte will start the second quarter with the ball. And it will be Thomas will bring the ball up court. Gives it over to Price, way outside on the far side. Price will try to drive, and the pass goes out of bounds. Tried to get it to Zepeda on the low block, and the pass was outside of his reach. Arcata with the ball, far side. Ball's poked away, and who's going to come up with it? And it will be Arcata as Horton tried to make a play on it. Zepeda tried to make a play on it, and he got kind of screened by the referee and couldn't get the ball before it went out of bounds. Bento Jackson with the ball. Thomas guarding him. Now to the far side. That's Gonzalez. Quick pass, kicked out. 16-footer up, good. Basket by Klein, and the Tigers now have a one-point lead, 14-13. Cameron Klein, who came into the game after the first quarter. Price with the ball way out high, picks up his dribble, gives it over to Zepeda. Quick pass inside to Horton. He's triple-teamed and has the ball knocked out of bounds. Coach Chris Rice calling the play on the baseline. 14-13 our score. Delnord in front. Arcata in front. Thomas to inbound. Gets it to Nani Scott. He'll try to go baseline. Gets a screen from Thomas. Thomas ends up getting it. Finds a lane. Goes up strong. Gets hammered. But the ball goes out of bounds. Warriors will keep possession. 10 on the shot clock. Thomas will inbound. As we have a delay, somebody has to get their shoe fixed. Horton gets it done. So Ethan Thomas waiting to get the ball. Stack inside. Tried to get it inside to Horton. Instead, it goes to Zepeda. He puts up a shot and misses, and the Tigers come up with it. Bento Jackson will bring the ball up court. Driving, moves his right hand. Quick shot. 17-footer, no good. Battle for it. Who comes up with it? Nani Scott came up from the weak side and gives it to Price. Price fires it into Thomas, looking inside. And the ball goes out of bounds. Bento Jackson knocked it clear. Coming in for Del Norte will be Brody Matz again. And getting a break will be Thomas. Price will inbound on the end line. Delmer trailing by one, and Nani Scott gets it right in front of the Tigers' bench. Now to Price, to Matz. Matz will back it up and fire it over far side to Horton. Now to Scott at the top of the key. Back to Price, 10 to shoot. Inside to Horton, puts it up, no good. And Coach Rice wanted a foul. He thought he got pushed from behind. Instead, Bento Jackson will put up a shot with his right hand. It rolls in. And it's a three-point lead for the Tigers, their biggest lead of the night. Price with the ball, way out high. Now to Zepeda, looking, trying to get it into Scott. It wasn't there. Instead, it goes to Matz at the top of the key. Finds Scott. He'll take the jumper, and he makes it. Scott has seven. And the lead goes back to one. Bento Jackson, long three-pointer, no good. He's 0 for 5 now from downtown. Scott had it. Tried to get the fast break going. Instead, he gets knocked forward. Arcata gets it. Three-point shot by Purcell is good. And it's 19-15. Tigers in front. Price with the ball. Del Norte playing without its two point guards. Wyatt Robeson and Maxwell. Ball's poked out and goes out of bounds. Arcata, very fast hands. They are always looking to cause a disruption in the passing lanes. 5:03 left to go in the first half. 19-15 our score. Arcata in front. Del Norte led by one after one. Matz gives the ball over to Horton. Now to Zepeda, way out high. Looking to get it inside. Instead, they find Scott now inside to Horton. Powers his way, and the ball, Purcell tracked, stole it, and now we got a foul. And it's going to be against Del Norte. And it is against Horton. That is number two on the senior. Coming in will be Thomas. And Horton will have to take a seat on the bench. Thomas, maybe a little bit better ball handler, but not the score that Horton has turned into this past few weeks. Purcell with it, goes up strong, and a foul will be called against Zapata, and that is his second. So with 4:35 to go, two key players for Del Norte have picked up a pair of fouls. Purcell will get two shots. Right-hander puts it up. Good form, and it goes right in. 20-15, our score. 4:35 to go, second quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Here comes the second. Spins the ball, bounces back to him, puts it up, and puts it in. 21-15. Delmar needs a basket. Zapata will stay in the game with the two fouls. Price has it outside the top of the key. He gets it to Zapata. Zapata gets a screen from Price. Instead, he goes the other way. Spin move, puts it up, puts it in. Nice play by Zapata. And he's got six, and Delmar cuts the Arcata lead to four. We go the other way. Foul will be called, and it will be against Zapata. A blocking foul against the senior, and that is his third. And Delmar will send in Tanner Skerrick. Skerrick, he's a senior, averaging just a shade under two a game. The Warriors without two key players now. Bento Jackson, nice pass inside, but the Tigers instead go back out. It will be Purcell will take the jumper, misses, and Skerritt gets in the book early with a rebound. Matz gives the ball over to Thomas. Del Norte will run some high weave into the far side corner. Finds Thomas. He'll go up strong. He'll get fouled and will go to the line for a pair. Nice play by Thomas. Picking up the foul was Tucker, his first. Fourth team foul against the Tigers. Thomas's free throw is no good. 58% free throw shooter this season is Ethan. 3:41 left here in the second quarter. 21-17. Tigers leading. Del Norte led by one after the first quarter. That one rattles in and out. No good. And we'll go the other way. Still a four-point lead for Arcata. Bento Jackson with the ball. Gets a screen from Levy. Takes it way outside. Thomas guarding him. Beautiful pass. And once again, it's ignored. Instead, it's a off-balance three-point shot by Tucker that never hit the rim. Warriors come up with a rebound. And it will be Matz. We'll hand the ball off to Thomas. Thomas tightly guarded, now to Price. This Arcata team plays defense pretty much like you'd expect Del Norte to play defense. Man-to-man, hardcore pressure, and a foul will be called as going hard to the line was Matz, and he is rewarded for his effort as Tucker picks up his second foul. Matz, 50% at the line so far this year. The left-hander puts it up, and it falls out. Exactly 3 minutes to go. Del Norte's next game, it will be on the 18th as McKinleyville comes to town. Second one is too strong. And the Warriors have missed four straight free throws. And they trail by four. Arcata with the ball. Benzo Jackson right in front of the Warriors bench. Matt within shouting distance. Gives it up over to Gomez. Then back to Benzo Jackson. He'll back out with 12 to shoot. Inside to Purcell. He's double-teamed there. Kicked out. Three-point shot. Way short. Battle for it, and eventually the Tigers come up with it in a clean shot clock. Purcell takes the baseline follow-away jumper, misses, coming up with a Mats, and he'll slow it down. Warriors weather a good possession by the Tigers. Quick pass Price at the free throw line extended. Hands the ball off to Skerritt. Dribbles once and finds Nani Scott near the top of the key. He'll try to penetrate. Kicks it back out to Price, way outside. 15 to shoot. And a foul is called against Arcata. I believe that is Gomez. It is. That is his second. And the next foul against the Tigers will send Delnord into the bonus. Warriors have five team fouls. Arcata has six. Inbounded to Weston Fitch, who's in the game to Delnord, the junior. Thomas with the ball, loses it, falls on the floor, but Skerritt is there to pick up the pieces. 25 to shoot. Now to Nani Scott, and timeout will be called by Coach Chris Rice, who did not like the way that whole possession was setting up. 1:46 to go here in the second quarter. It's Arcata 21, Delnord 17. And members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which makes these broadcasts possible, include Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, where doing the right thing matters. Delnord Ambulance, now and always, dedicated to serving. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. Morjon Parts and Service, for one-on-one service and support with a winning edge. See the team at Morjon Parts and Service. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services for tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. And Valvoline Henry's Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer in Brookings. I understand they also have free vacuuming. You can use a truck back at home, too. Want to stay tuned for the Hoochie Hamlet Halftime Report. We're going to be talking about girls basketball. We're going to be talking about Delnord High Wrestling, which continues to impress. We'll be talking about Humboldt State Women's Basketball and the local connection there. And we'll also have a heartfelt message to the person who broke into my car last night. Something right from the heart, buddy. We'll be talking. Delmar with the ball. Thomas will inbound from just left of the scorer's bench. He fires it to Price, who fires it right back to him. Man-to-man defense still by the Tigers. Thought about getting it to Fitch. Backdoor cut to Fitch. He goes up strong, but misses the layup. Go the other way. Benzo Jackson. Right side goes up strong. He's fouled. His shot was blocked, so it didn't go in, but Benzo Jackson will get a chance at the free throw. Tanner Skerritt picking up the foul. Jackson with 6 points so far tonight. We'll try to make it seven with 90 seconds left here in the first half. The junior puts it up, high arching shot, and it's good. 5-point lead now for Arcata. Delmert playing with two of its leading scorers on the bench in foul trouble. Benzo Jackson's second free throw is also good, and it's 23-17. Price will bring the ball up court. Gets it across the timeline to Nani Scott. Scott with Purcell guarding him. Outside to Fitch. Fitch finds Price, thought about the three, turned it down. Instead, he goes to Skerritt. Skerritt stops, gives it to Fitch with 12 to shoot. Now to Nani Scott. Kicks it out to Price. He'll launch the three. No good. And rebounded by Benzo Jackson. He'll push the pace. 1-on-4. And now he backs up, finds himself wide open from three-point land, lines it up, and misses it. And we're going to have a jump ball as nice play by the Tigers. Give the credit to Gomez, who was able to tie up Nani Scott, and the Tigers will get possession inbounding underneath their own basket. 47 and a half seconds to go in the half. Delmar needs a defensive stop desperately. He goes to Purcell. Purcell goes strong, lays it up with the left hand, misses. But the Tigers are able to come up with the offensive rebound, and they'll set things back up. 35 to play, 25 to shoot. Benzo Jackson way outside, Skerrick guarding him. Skerrick goes out, gets the five-second count going. Now he gives it over to Purcell, then back to Benzo Jackson. 10 to shoot, 17 to play. Benzo Jackson gets a screen from Purcell. Bitch doing a good job defensively. They have to kick it out to Levy. His three-pointer misses everything. We'll go the other way. 6 seconds to go in the half. Thomas with the ball, top of the key. He'll take the three-pointer, misses. Weston goes strong for it, but it bounds away. And so Delmar, which led by one after one quarter, finds itself trailing by six after two, 23-17. In a game where Delmar finds itself with foul issues. Leading scorer Edwin Zepeda has three. Adrell Horton has two. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlin halftime report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need. From hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And the Sportscasters Club members are Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chowell Benz and Hardwick, Center Coast Hospital, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends.
In biology,
in English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn today
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to Arcata Gym, the Tigers' den, as it were, where Arcata leads Del Norte 23-17 at halftime in this important Big Five Conference battle. Let's take a look at some other things going on Warrior-related. The Del Norte High wrestling teams continue to flex their muscles around the North State. This past weekend, the Warrior boys placed second at the multi-team, always competitive Anderson tournament. Two Del Norte wrestlers walked away with individual championships. Jace Montoya at 220 and Curtis Bailey at 132. Now, last night in a dual meet, both the Warrior boys and girl squads captured wins. Dillnort boys overwhelmed Fortuna 60-21, while the Warrior girls captured a 30-24 victory. Now, on Saturday, both Dillnort teams are scheduled to take part in a tournament in Eureka. Former Dillnort High standout Jaden Clifton was expected to get her first start as a member of the Humboldt State University women's basketball team tonight. The Lumberjacks are playing host to Cal State San Bernardino, just maybe a mile and a half from where we currently are. HSU has been off since December 20th after having several games canceled. Lumberjacks are 4-5 overall, but 3-0 in Lumberjack Arena. Clifton is a freshman and has played in all nine of HSU's games. Lumberjacks will also be home on Saturday, taking on Cal Poly Pomona. That game's going to start at 5:30. If you're interested in going, fans can attend that game. They're allowing fans at HSU, but you do have to show proof of vaccination or a negative test result within the previous 72 hours. Let's take a look at the standings in the Big Five conferences. Coming into tonight's game and on the boys' side, Delmore and McKinleyville are both 2-0. Eureka is 1-0. Arcata 0-1, and Fortuna, which has just been snake bit by injury and COVID issues, the Huskies are 0-3. Tonight's scheduled game between Eureka and McKinleyville has been pushed back to Saturday. Eureka's scheduled game from last Tuesday against Arcata will now be played on next Monday. In the girls' standings, Eureka is 3-0, followed by 1-0 McKinleyville, 1-2 Fortuna, 0-1 Arcata, and Dillnort sits at 0-2 after last night's loss to Fortuna. Dillnort girls return to action tomorrow night. That game will be at home against Arcata, but once again, no fans for the varsity, for the JV, and for the freshmen. You can listen to the varsity live starting at about 7:20 with the pregame show on KPOD and DillnortSports.com. Recapping what happened in the junior varsity and freshman game earlier tonight, it was a wild finish in the JV game. Dillnort trailed by double digits, about 15, midway through the third quarter. But Dillnort rallied back, got it down to trailing by one, and then Mary Crabb is fouled. He hit two free throws with 2.7 seconds to play to give Dillnort a 55-54 come-from-behind victory. Kai Russell led Dillnort in scoring with 15. Oscar Bowdish, Tag Weatherspoon's favorite player, scored 14. In freshman action, Danner Dowd scored 19 points as Dillnort led from start to finish, claiming a 45-40 game victory. Dillnort now sports a 5-7 record in freshman play this year. And as I mentioned a little bit ago, came out to my car last night, or this morning, I should say, and found out somebody had got into it. Looks like I'm to blame because it looks like I didn't lock it, and I always lock my car, but okay, I screwed up. So I'm not sure what's missing. I know there's nothing terribly important, maybe a couple jackets, an emergency blanket I keep in the car, but no checkbooks, no wallets, nothing like that. I get a call from the Dillnort Sheriff's Office, and this is where I need to thank some folks. All my stuff, most of my stuff, was found over at Four Square Church. That's where it was dumped. Papers, the two jackets was just left there. And so thank you so much to the people at Four Square for finding my stuff, giving it over to the Sheriff's Office. Thank you so much, DNSO, for tracking me down. I came and picked it up. And then at noon, my wife asked me, by the way, where's your glasses? My prescription glasses, my bifocal prescription glasses. But they were in the car. So the three things that were stolen from me was an emergency blanket. Hey, dude, if you're that cold, you're welcome to that. A Altoids tin that had maybe a dollar's worth of change in it. Once again, you're that desperate, God bless you. And my glasses. Dude, who steals another guy's glasses? Prescription glasses. That's a violation of the bro code, dude. You violated the bro code. Bad things going to happen to you, I'm sorry to say. Not me. Karma is going to deliver it. So I had to dig out a pair of glasses that are not bifocals. So I see the floor well. I can't read the book. Worth a darn. Woe is me. Let's take a look at the first half scoring for both teams. And for Arcata, leading 23-17, the Tigers were paced by, well, as expected, Guy Purcell, who came in averaging 16. He's got 8, as does Brandon Bento Jackson. They both have 8. Carson Tucker has 3. Gomez has a bucket, as does Cameron Klein for the 23 points. For Del Norte, Warriors are led by Nani Scott. He's got a 7. Edwin Zepeda has 6. Madrell Horton has 4. And that's it. Those 3. The big story of the first half, Edwin Zepeda with 3 fouls and Horton with 2. For Arcata, Tucker has 2, Gomez has 2, and Guy Purcell has 1. Well, that's it. That's the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. The Hiuchi Hamlet, which has hot drinks and cold snacks, it has cold drinks and hot snacks. It has everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you do not need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Great JoJo's, by the way. Getting ready to start the second half. Del Norte coming to this game, 11-3 overall, 2-0 in conference. Arcata, 13-3 overall, but lost to McKinleyville last week, 67-58. The Tigers were without Kai Purcell and several other players, for that matter. Del Norte out without Cooper Maxwell and Wyatt Robeson. Del Norte's 2 best ball handlers, not to mention Caleb Dodson, who injured his ankle against Eureka and is not expected back for at least another week. Quite possibly, too. Warriors will start the second half with the ball. And Connor Price gets it into Thomas. And Ethan will bring the ball across the timeline. He's guarded by Tucker, and he traveled. Thomas did, that is. Unforced error by the Warriors. And that will turn Coach Chris Rice's hair even grayer. Ball on the far side. That's Tucker. Lobs it over to Levy, inside to Purcell, poked away by Scott. Big battle going on there. Purcell has his shot blocked twice by Scott, but they will say that on the second one, he fouled him. First foul against Scott, and Purcell will go to the line. He's 3-for-3 at the charity stripe so far tonight, a 74% shooter this season. 6'4", lanky senior, makes the first one. And it's a 7-point lead for the Tigers, biggest lead for either team. Second shot up, second shot's good. Make it an 8-point cushion for the Tigers. Del Norte held to just 4 second quarter points after scoring 13 in the first. And Price's pass is intercepted. Go the other way. Missed, but made. Purcell, hustling hard, was there to clean up the mess. And it's a 10-point lead. Price hands the ball off to Thomas, way out high. Looking inside to Horton, who's back in. He'll go strong. Misses. Rebounded. Tigers, fast break. Right down the middle. That ball is blocked by Thomas. Rebounded by Nani Scott. Now to Horton at the top of the key. He'll back it up. Man-to-man defense by the Tigers. Horton way outside will hand it off to Thomas. Ethan picks up his dribble, fires to Nani Scott. Scott into the corner, and a blocking foul will be called against Arcata. I believe that is who they're going to give it to. They're going to give it to Kai Purcell. That is his second. Interesting. Thomas gives it to Scott on the inbound. Right around the baseline. Now he'll back it out. Sends it over to Zepeda, and Warriors will set things up. Now to Price. Price way outside. Finds Thomas. He'll take the three-pointer, grazes the front rim, and rebounded by Arcata. Purcell, quick pass. Back to Bento Jackson, who thought about penetrating. Instead, he'll kick it off. Three-pointer on the way off the rim. Purcell gets the offensive rebound, goes strong, and gets fouled. And that's going to be Ethan Thomas's first foul. Purcell back with the line. He's 5 for 5 there so far tonight. Shot is up, and it's good. It's an 11-point Arcata lead. Brody Matz comes back in. Thomas comes out. That one is good as well. 29-17, 6:12 to go in the third quarter. Price dribbling with his left hand, gets it across the center circle, hands it off to Zepeda. Zepeda at the free throw line extended, kicks it back to Horton near the top of the key. Finds Price, he'll take the three. And a foul is called away from the ball against Arcata. Tucker picks up his third, I believe. That is correct. And he'll go out. Coming in is Klein, who scored a basket in the first half. Warriors inbound it, get it to Scott. He's on the baseline. He goes baseline, puts it up and in. Nice play by the junior. He's got 9. And that breaks a skid for the Warriors. 10-point lead now for Arcata, 29-19 with 5:39 to go on the Citicos Hospital scoreboard. Bendo Jackson misses the shot, but rebounded by Arcata. The three-pointer is up, no good. Horton soars for the rebound and hands it off to Price. The big guy will bring it up court. Down the right side, across the timeline, hands it off to Matz. Matz now to Zepeda, out high. To Price, he'll drive. Puts up an off-balance right-handed shot. It goes in. He's fouled, and he'll go to the foul line for one. Levy picks up the foul. That's Price's first basket of the night. And now he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Price, a 60% free throw shooter this season. Puts it up, in and out, no good, and the Tigers rebound it. Arcata has dominated the boards. As Purcell goes baseline, ball hits the back iron, the front iron, and eventually falls through. Back to a 10-point lead. Zepeda with the ball. With Price setting a screen. Ball is stolen from Matz. Ball's on the floor now, diving for it. Horton ends up with it. He kicks it over to Matz. Matz goes to the hoop on the left side, and he is fouled, and will get to shoot 2 free throws. Third foul against Kai Purcell. That could be big. Matz is 0-for-2 at the line tonight. Rims it out. It hit every bit of the rim, but did not fall. So Purcell comes out, and Juris will come back in. So with the Tigers leading scorer on the bench, Dillard will try to chip in to this 10-point Tiger cushion. Second shot is up. That one is good. Matz gets in the scorebook, and it's a 9-point lead for Arcata. Dillard down 31-22. With 4.5 to go, third quarter on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Tigers with the ball. Shot goes up. Good by Klein. He's got 4. And it's an 11-point Arcata lead. Price has the ball. Gets it across the center circle. Finds Matz way out high. Matz dribbling with the right hand. And Bento Jackson gets the foul. He was not happy about it. Referee Alan Mendez was not happy about the fact that Mr. Bento Jackson was not happy. His first. And Price will inbound. He gets it in to Zepeda. Edwin fires into Horton. Double team, triple team. Gives it over to Price, and he's fouled. Won't go to the line. That is the sixth team foul this half against Arcata. And Gomez picks up his fourth. They're saying it's his third. We'll see. Anyway, Price goes to the line and misses the first one. Price, who struggled last year at the line but got better this year, he came into this game shooting 60%. It's up, and that one's good. Delmar cuts the lead to 10, 33-23, 3:53 to go. Bento Jackson fires it over Gomez, gives it right back to Bento Jackson. Matt's guarding him. Switch inside on the pick and roll. Beautiful play as Joris gets the basket, assist to Bento Jackson. Really just good old-fashioned give-and-go basketball. Price with the ball, gives it over to Nani Scott. Now to Matt, inside to Price, puts it up and puts it in. Price has five all in this quarter, and it's a 10-point lead again. Tigers with the ball. Bento Jackson thought about taking one from way downtown, turned it down, penetrates, kicks it out, three-point shot on the way. Good by Shane Purcell. And a timeout will be called with 3:05 remaining here in the third quarter. And Arcata up 38-25. Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Chalwell, Benz, and Hartwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. Chimney Craft, working for you since 92. Chimney Craft has been keeping you warm and happy. Affordable Tow, it's the way to go for expert windshield replacement. You can call 464-6464. And Blue Star Gas, propane sales and service in Crescent City and in Brookings. Tomorrow night, we'll be back in Tunin Gymnasium as the Arcata girls take on Del Norte. No spectators allowed, of course. Cheerleaders are here tonight here at Tigers, here at the Tigers Den, the Arcata cheerleaders. And I think a couple fans managed to sneak into the game. Price zaps it over to Zepeda on the far side. Now to Horton, finds Price. Thought about the three. Still thinking about the three. Instead, we'll give it over to Zepeda at the top of the key. 20 to shoot. Over to Scott. Far side. Now to Price. He'll go up. Put up the floater short. Horton gets the rebound. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Backs it up. And Delmar will set things up with a fresh shot clock. To Scott. Three-pointer on the way. Too strong. And nice play by Shane Purcell, who hustled over and knocked the ball off Scott out of bounds. Key 2 minutes and 27 seconds for Del Norte, who would like to get this, what is now a 13-point deficit, get it down to the single digits going into the final 8 minutes. With the ball is Arcata. Bento Jackson still has not made a three-pointer tonight. He's hitting 38% of them. He's 0-for-5. Baseline drive by Shane Purcell. Said he gives it up. It goes to Bento Jackson. His three-pointer misses and rebounded by Price. To Zepeda on the far side. Man-to-man defense again by the Tigers. Zepeda penetrates, gives it to Horton. Horton powers his way up, puts it up with the right hand and in. Horton's first basket since the opening quarter. He's got six, and Delmar's got it down to 11. Shane Purcell with the ball. And the ball's thrown out of bounds, and it will be Warriors' ball. Arcata coach Kellen Maynard, one of the four first-year coaches in the Big Five Conference this season. Trying to sell that the ball was tipped out of bounds, but he loses that argument. Warriors going to run high weave. It's Jayhawk. Price with the ball. Quick pass to Zepeda right in front of the Warrior bench. He's going to try to push his way in. Quick pass to Thomas. He'll drive. Puts it up. Puts it in. He's fouled and will go to the line for a chance at three-point play. Shane Purcell gets the foul. Strong play by the senior. Delnord has struggled at the free throw line. They've made 55% this season. That one is good. And just like that, it's down to an 8-point lead. That's what Delnord wanted to do. 1 minute to go. Full court fresh by Delnord, but the Tigers are able to break it. And now they'll set things up. Bento Jackson way outside. Zepeda guarding him. Bento Jackson looking, playing catch. They get it inside. Strong move and count it. Juras with his second basket of the night. And it's back to a 10-point lead. 33 seconds to go. 29 on the shot clock. Price lobs it over to Zepeda. Now it's to Thomas. Inside to Price. Back out to Thomas. Quick pass. Zepeda. Three-pointer on the way. Good! And timeout is called by Delnord. Zepeda, just his 8th three-pointer of the season, cuts Arcata's lead to just 7 with 14 seconds to go. Earlier tonight, in sub-varsity action, it was the Delnord freshman capturing a victory over Arcata. The final was 45-40. Danner Dowd scoring 19 for the Warriors. And then in a thrilling junior varsity contest, Warriors were down by double digits late in the third quarter. Kept cutting at it, got it down to 2 in the final minute. Warriors got the ball, and Mary Crabb fouled on his way to the basket. 2 free throws with the Warriors trailing 54-53. He hit them both, and the Warriors team up with a 55-54 win. Ty Russell had 15. Oscar Bowditch had 14 for Delnord. Our score here in the varsity game, 40-33. Delnord's next varsity boys basketball game will be on the 18th. At Delnord High, as McKinleyville comes to town. But keep an eye on the websites, as things can change on a moment's notice. Full court pressure by the Warriors. Bento Jackson down the left side, down to 9 seconds, and he is fouled by Skerrick. Skerrick trying to make the case that he was the one fouled. Tanner gets his second, and the Tigers will inbound from the far side sideline. 7.9 seconds to go. Warriors trail by 7. They want to make sure it doesn't get any worse. Quick pass. They get it in. Double team. Shot goes up off the side of the backboard, and it will be Delnord's ball with 1.3 seconds. Zepeda and Price come back in a hurry. Mats and Skerrick comes out. Let's see what Coach Rice can create with 1.3 seconds to go. Price to inbound. They get it to Horton. He's got to shoot it and get it back to Price, and it's way too late, and he misses anyway. Delnord does what it needed to do, trailing at 1 point by 13. They get it down to 7. 40-33 as we go in to the fourth quarter. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes of regulation after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnord Sports.
Delnord Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Delnord Warrior Games online at DelnordSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Download Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Deldorn Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Delnor's bid to improve to 3-0 in the Big Five Conference depends on the next 8 minutes as the Warriors trail Arcata here on the Tigers' home floor, 40-33. Thanks for joining us here on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNortSports.com. I'm John Pritchett. It's always a pleasure to bring Warrior Athletics to you as Arcata will inbound the ball, going right to left in their white uniforms with the orange numbers. DelNort in the black, all black uniforms with the gold trim. And the coaches are addressing a wet spot on the floor. Tomorrow night, Delnort's girls will be in action in Tunin Gymnasium. And while you cannot watch the game live, you can listen to it on KPOD 97.9 and DelnortSports.com. Tune into the pregame show with Mad Dog John Horn at about 7:20 or so. So, mess cleaned up, and we're going to play some basketball. Brandon Bento Jackson with the ball. Price now guarding him way outside. He gives the ball up over to Tucker. Inside, dribble, dribble. Picks it up, leaves the shot open, misses. Who's going to come up with it? Nice rebound by DelNort. Ethan Thomas battling hard. And he'll bring the ball up court himself. Gives the ball over to Zepeda. Warriors going to run a little high weave. Now with Price, they give it to Horton. Quick pass over to Zepeda outside. Bento Jackson guarding him. Now to Scott at the top of the key. 13 to shoot. Inside to Price on the low block. Dribbling with the right hand. Spins. Puts it up. Hook shot. No good. But there's Horton. Loses the handle after getting the offensive rebound. And the Tigers come up with it. Bento Jackson almost throws the ball away to Purcell. But Purcell is able to track it down. Instead, it goes to Gomez. He kicks it out to Purcell. Long three-pointer on the way. Misses. And we'll have a jump ball as Horton and Levy get tied up. DelNort gets the ball on the alternating possession rule. 40-33 our score. 6:56 to go in regulation. Price will bring the ball up court. Gets it across the timeline. Guarding him is Juris. And Nanny Scott's pass to Thomas sails way over his head, out of bounds. So Bento Jackson will bring the ball up court for Arcata. Gives the ball to Purcell, the two leading scorers for the Tigers. Now over to Juris, and he gets the ball stolen. Nice play by Horton, who lays it in on the fast break. Horton has 8, and the lead is down to 5. 40-35. Coach Chris Rice clapping his hands. He wants a little more energy out of his team. Purcell goes strong, and they're going to say offensive foul. Purcell used the off arm to clear space. That is number 4. That is big. Purcell averaging 16 a game. He's going to play the rest of this game in foul trouble. Price brings the ball up court. And his pass is tipped out of bounds by Zepeda. He just couldn't get the handle on it. Purcell still arguing with Alan Mendez, which I guarantee you will not end well for Purcell, a man who does not suffer criticism gladly, is Alan Mendez. Excellent official. Arcata with the ball. Bento Jackson outside. Thomas guarding him. Bento Jackson will launch the three. And that's his first. With Thomas in his face, Bento Jackson drills one. And it's 43-35 with 5.5 to go. Delnor has had turnovers the last two, and that's going to be an offensive foul against Thomas. Pretty good acting job by the Tigers as Thomas picks up his second. Critical possession right here for Delnor, trailing by eight. 5:23 left in the fourth quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Banto Jackson may be feeling it after nailing his first three of the night. Thought about it, turned it down. Said it goes far side over to Levy. He finds Gomez inside the Tucker, who puts up the teardrop, and it goes in. And just like that, the lead is back to 10. Delnard had it down to 5. With the ball is Thomas. Ethan with it. He'll drive. Kicks it out to Horton. Horton almost has it taken away, and a foul will be called against Arcata, and that will put Delnor into the bonus. That is Gomez's fourth, and he'll come out. Purcell is out. Gomez is out, and going to the line is Horton for two. 77% at the free throw line this season. It's 1-1, I should say. It's up. It's no good, and rebounded by the Tigers. Delnor has really struggled at the free throw line tonight, and it's made a difference. Shane Purcell will put up the three, misses, rebounded by. It goes out of bounds off Arcata. Horton was battling underneath, and I thought they might say it was off him. Pressure by Arcata. 4.5 to go. Delnor down by 10. They were down by 5 just about a minute ago. Price with the ball. He gives it to Nani Scott at the free throw line. Now to Thomas at the top of the key. Horton looking, dribbling with the left hand. Gives it over to Zepeda. Zepeda trying to get into the paint. He does. Puts it up off the right. No good. Rebounded. Horton. He'll go up, puts it up, and puts it in. Horton has 10, and the lead is 8. But just that easy, the fast break against the press works perfectly for the Tigers. Joris gets the basket, and we're back to 10, 47-37. 3:45 to go. Zepeda drives, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line, and that is going to be 2 shots. Picking up the foul was Tucker. Nope, correction. Banto Jackson, his second. Zepeda. 2 for 2 at the line tonight. Makes the first. Delnor will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. Warriors have only committed 4 team fouls here in the second half. 47-38, 3:42 to go. The senior dribbles once, dribbles twice, dribbles 3 times, puts it up short. And rebounded by Arcata. Banto Jackson. Delnord's free throw shooting has been atrocious tonight. Banto Jackson, left side, kicks it out to a cutting Tiger who misses everything, but the rebound goes directly to Joris, who has 8 in the second half. And now the Tigers lead by 11 with 3:20 to go. Inside to Nani Scott. Scott to Thomas, who's played very well tonight. Won't show up in the scorebook, but he's done well. Ball is thrown to both Zepeda and Price, who were standing next to each other, and neither of them could handle the pass. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Arcata's ball. Timeout is called by Arcata with 3:06 remaining, and the Tigers leading 49-38. Warrior Athletics brought to you by South Coast Appliance. New and used appliances behind Dutch Brothers in Brookings and coming soon to Crescent City. And Lisa McCowan, State Farm Insurance, your agent in Crescent City, like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. I want to once again congratulate the Delnord High Wrestling Team, which finished second at the Anderson Tournament, which features many of the Northern California's top teams. Two individual champions, Jace Montoya and Curtis Bailey. And then last night in a dual meet, Del Norte's boys knocked off Fortuna. The final was 60-21, and the girls' wrestling team beat the Huskies 30-24 on Saturday. Del Norte's teams will take part in a tournament in Eureka. 3:06 to go, and Del Norte has to make a run right now. They got it down to 5, but a three-pointer really gave Arcado the lift it needed. Tigers came into the season as the favorite and was 13-2. Its only losses coming to a 16-2 Pleasant Valley team and to a Marin Catholic squad. But then COVID hit. Guy Purcell went out, and McKinleyville shocked the Tigers last week. And once again, the fast break on the off the press is perfect, with the exception of the Tigers can't lay it up and in. Delmer gets the ball back with a chance to cut the score down to single digits. Ball is poked away, but Zepeda comes up with it, finds Thomas. Down to 15 to shoot. Price with the ball out high. Tries to get it inside to Horton. Falls loose. Tigers come up with it. A wasted possession for the Warriors. And Bento Jackson will dribble outside and take some time off the clock. With his team up by 11 and 2:20 to go. Bento Jackson with it. Dribbling with the left hand instead. Now he'll pass it. Gets it right back. 14 to shoot. Bento Jackson with Horton guarding him. Nice play on the pick and roll, but once again, the Tigers failed to convert an easy layup. 2 minutes left. Warriors going to run a little high weave. Quick pass to Thomas inside to Price. Puts it up and puts it in. Timeout called by Del Norte as the Warriors have it down to single digits. 49-40. With 1:50 to go. Let's take a look at the foul situation. And Del Norte has survived the foul issues. Zepeda had 3, and Horton had 2 going into halftime, and that is still the situation. In fact, Del Norte has only 4 team fouls this half, so the Warriors defensively can be very aggressive, being that they have 2 fouls to give before they even get to the bonus. Meanwhile, for Arcata, it's another situation altogether, as Kai Purcell has 4, as does Josiah Gomez. Bento Jackson has 2, and so does Levy and Tucker. 1:50 to go. 49-40 our score. Arcata in front on the Sotocos Hospital scoreboard. Tomorrow night, Arcata girls will be coming to town. Listen to that game live on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. Kai Purcell will inbound. Purcell and Alan Mendez having a conversation. And here we go. Get the ball to Bento Jackson, then back to Purcell, and he'll get it across the timeline. Del Norte playing very aggressive defense right now. Bento Jackson with it. He's an 81% free throw shooter. Now they get it for Sell. Coach Rice saying, you've got to come out. You've got to come out and pressure. No matter what you do, pressure. And now it's a foul by Thomas. 92 seconds to go in the game. Thomas picks up his 3rd. 15 foul. Purcell will inbound on the far side sideline. Warriors need a steal, and instead the Tigers throw it in the back court, and Bento Jackson will be able to take some time off the clock, just bring the ball up court. Bento Jackson with Horton guarding him. Quick pass, stolen by Del Norte. Thomas comes up with a steal. Warriors gets it back. Thomas puts it up strong off the glass, does not go. Battle for it, and it's going to get saved by Thomas, and it goes off the Tigers. And out of bounds, Warriors get possession. 1:08 to go. Critical possession right here. Tanner Skerrick is in the game, will inbound from the baseline near the corner. Skerrick looking, ball over his head. He gets it to Nani Scott. Scott trying to get it inside, and a timeout will be called as Zepeda was on the ground and just getting ready to be swallowed up by a horde of Tigers. So good play by Coach Rice. 1:03 to go, 49-40 our score. Delnort trailing. As we mentioned, Delnort's boys' next game will be at home on the 18th as McKinleyville comes to town. And then on the 20th, the Warriors start the second half of the Big Five conference season, traveling down to Eureka. Both those games can be heard live here on KPOD, 97.9 FM, and on DelNortSports.com. And as mentioned earlier, DelNort's girls play tomorrow in Tunin Gymnasium. Arcata comes to town. The Tigers will come in with an 0-1 conference record as of tonight. DelNort is 0-2. Very, very young DelNort team that has been plagued by COVID issues as well. Warriors, already young, been playing freshmen, along with the usual collection of sophomores. As Coach Justin Clifton said last night after Delnort's loss to Fortuna, this is going to be a very exciting team once the team gets a little bit older. So Thomas will inbound. He's got to get it around big Shane Purcell. Thomas, ball high over his head, looking, needs to get it in, and a five-second turnover. Couldn't get it in within 5 seconds at a terrible time. And now will be Arcata to inbound. Arcata looking, they get it in, and they break the press. And a foul will be called on Zepeda. Just the sixth, but it will be the fourth on Zepeda. 16 fouls, so the next DelNort foul, the Tigers will go to the line shooting 1-1. DelNort is going to play this game all the way to the end, trailing now by 9. Warriors need to come up with a steal, and they almost do, but instead it will be a foul against Thomas. That's actually, it works out really well for the Warriors. Price comes back in for DelNort. Thomas comes out. As it sends Gomez to the line, he's only a 50% shooter. Shooting 1-on-1. 55.7 seconds to go. Big free throw here. The right-hander puts it up, and he puts it in. Back to a 10-point lead with less than a minute to go. Gomez will try to do it again. Spins the ball in his hand, dribbles once, puts it up. That one's no good, and rebounded by Zepeda. Zepeda gives the ball, thought about giving it to Price. Inside to Horton. He's going to be tough to stop, and he's fouled and will go to the line. Has a chance to score points with the clock not running. That is on Gomez, and that should be his fifth. It is. So Josiah Gomez will exit. The junior finishes with 3 points. So Horton will be shooting 2. DelNort trails by 10 with 43.5 seconds to go. Horton, 77% at the line this season. Puts it up, in and out, no good. Everybody forgot that it was 2 shots. So we'll do it one more time. Coming in for the Tigers is Levy. And Jarvis goes out. So here comes Horton's second. Just get it back down to three possessions. That one's good. Full court press again. Triple team. And a quick foul is called on Zepeda. And that will be his fifth. Delmart went for the steal. And so Edwin Zepeda will go out with 10 points. Just a tad under his season average. And going to the line will be Bento Jackson. He's 2 for 2 at the line tonight. He's got shooting 1 and 1 here. Dribbles the ball 3 times, winds it up, puts it up, and it falls in. It wanted to come out. Gravity said, no, you're going to fall in. Here comes Bento Jackson, second. Up. And that one does the exact same thing. It goes in after visiting many parts of the rim. And timeout will be called. Arcata leads 52-41 with just under 41 seconds to play. Earlier tonight, Delmar's junior varsity came from way back. And thanks to a couple Merritt Crab free throws with less than 3 seconds to go, Delmar captures a 55-54 come-from-behind emotional victory here in Arcata. Kai Russell finished with 15, Oscar Bowdish with 14. And Delmar's freshman also won as Danner Dowd put in 19 points as the Warriors claimed a 45-40 win. That lead was double digits throughout most of the game, but Arcata got it down to 5 at the final buzzer. Here in the varsity contest, Delmar led by 1 after the first quarter. Arcata pulled away in the second half of the second quarter. It was 23-17 after 2 and 40-33 after 3, and now it's 52-41. The Tigers have just kind of worried Delnort to death. Tanner Skerrick will inbound the ball, and he gets it into Price. Price gives it back to Skerrick. And Skerrick gets it across the timeline. Delmar needs to get a shot up quickly. Skerrick gets it to Scott. He'll take the baseline 2, misses, and rebounded by Bendo Scott. And Coach Chris Rice thought he was going to wave the white flag there, but a foul will be called on Delmar with 22 seconds to go. And Bento Jackson will go back to the free throw line. Weston Fitch will come in, and Horton will come to the bench. Matt's picked up the foul. Jackson, 1-on-1. Puts it up, and that one's good. He came into the game shooting 81%. Right now, he is 5 for 5 tonight. College is looking at Bento Jackson. That one is good as well. Question's going to be his size. He's only about 5'10". Good, but not a great ball handler. Good, very good shooter, but not great. Price will put up a 3, hits the front rim, and it's going to come up short, and that's going to be it. Tigers will walk the ball off court. The horn will go off here in a second, and that will be the ball game. Arcata gets his first Big Five conference win at the expense of Delmar. The Warriors fall to 2-1 after a 54-41 loss to the Tigers. We'll be back with the postgame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Sports.
It's time now for the Delmar Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnor Tire,
Curry Equipment and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior games online at delnortesports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior games online at delnortesports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior post-game show right here.
Del Norte falls from the ranks of the unbeaten in the Big 5 Conference as the Warriors fall here in Arcata to the Tigers 54-41. And the ball game is, well, it's easy to see where the game was lost. That was at the free throw line. Del Norte, 9 of 19, shooting free throws tonight, while Arcata, 14 of 16 at the charity stripe, and that was the difference. Let's look at the scores for tonight's game. For Arcata, they were led, as expected, by team leader Kai Purcell. He had 15, and Brandon Bento-Jackson, he had 14. That's just one under their average for the season. Alex Joris had 8. Carson Tucker had 5, Gomez had 3, and Cameron Klein came off the bench for 4 points for the Tigers, who improved to 14-3 overall and are now 1-1 in conference play. Del Norte was paced by Adrell Horton, who finished with 11. Zepeda had 10. He was hampered by foul problems in the first half. Nani Scott had 9. Connor Price had 7. Ethan Thomas had 3, played a solid game, especially defensively. Brody Matz had a point, playing but not scoring, was Tanner Skerrick, as well as Weston Fitch. Del Norte now 11-4 overall and 2-1 in conference play. Del Norte's boys' next game will be on the 18th as McKinleyville comes to Tudum Gymnasium to take on the Warriors. No fans at that game, of course, but you can listen to the game live on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. Tomorrow at Tudum Gymnasium, it will be Arcata coming to take on the Del Norte girls. Arcata 0-1 in conference, Del Norte 0-2, both teams very hungry for their first win. Tune into the Warrior pregame show at about 7:20 or so for Mad Dog John Horner to give you all the details of the game. As mentioned, Del Norte's freshmen won. They won by 5. Del Norte's junior varsity came from behind with a dramatic 1-point victory over the Tigers. Well, that should wrap things up here in Arcata, where tonight Arcata captures a 54-41 win over Del Norte. Tomorrow night, Del Norte girls will be at home, and you can listen to that game live. Del Norte boys will be back on the court Tuesday at home against McKinleyville. Well, big thanks to our engineer, Sebastian, back at the studio. Thank you very much, big guy. Appreciate all the help. For Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family, I'm John Pritchett. On behalf of John Horner, we thank you very much for joining us tonight. And thanks to all the legendary Sportscaster Club members, which makes Warrior Athletics here on KPOD and Del Norte Sports possible. Once again, our final score tonight. Arcata captures a 54-41 win over the Warriors. Good night, everybody. Please take care, drive safely, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Dildor Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Del Nord Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Del Nord Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, Ingle Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.